Five, four, three, two, one. Let me start over. Five, four, three, two. One more time. Three, two, one. Sounds like I'm talking about the new NASA satellite, right? The new NASA rocket. We count down and then cancel and count down and then cancel and count down. And it's already canceled for next Tuesday, by the way. But you want to get it right if you're only going to go once, right? You might as well wait until you know it's the best. Could you say a similar thing about the countdown that is our life? You want to get it right before you count down to the end? In our gospel, we found two who counted down to the end of their life. And we ask, what can we do after that? What can they do? And what can we do? You know, from the very beginnings of our Christian faith, even before, it has been custom to pray for those who have died. The witness of the Old Testament, the witness from the tombs of the first Christians, they all show the importance of prayers for the dead. But the question remains, who are we really praying for who has died? So tonight's gospel helps us to remember. So after Lazarus and the rich man both die, we see that Lazarus is carried to heaven, to the bosom of Abraham, while the rich man goes to hell, to the netherworld, it says. And the discussion that follows reveals a great deal about those who are in heaven and those who are in hell. The first thing we see is that the rich man in hell, he needs help. But there's nothing anyone can do. No prayers, no sacrifices, nothing. His destiny is already set forever. On the other hand, Lazarus in heaven has everything he needs. Total happiness, total comfort, forever. He doesn't need our prayers. He has everything. So do you see what these two mean? Our prayers for the dead are not prayers for those who are in heaven, because they don't need them. And our prayers are not for those in hell, because unfortunately we can't help them. Our prayers must be for those who are assured of heaven, but are not yet ready to enter. It must be for those in purgatory. So don't let others tell you that there's no such thing as purgatory. It is of value to pray for the dead, as more than 2,000 years of our faith shows us. And that value can only be for those souls that have something to gain by our prayers. That value can only be for those souls that have not yet been fully purified, fully perfected to be in the presence of God. That value can only be for those souls in purgatory. Not people like Lazarus, who didn't need our prayers, and not for people like the rich man, who can't be helped by our prayers. So do not hesitate. Through altars, through masses, through candles, through your rosaries, to pray for the dead. It may be one of the most important things that you do.